91X News.
It's plus 5 and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins. The province's highest court is deciding whether the public can hear the details of sex killer Russell Williams' divorce proceedings. Lawyers for Williams' estranged wife and the coalition of news agencies made their arguments yesterday at the Ontario Court of Appeal. A lower court judge has banned the publication of a wide range of details relating to the former colonel's wife. Williams is 1 year into his life sentence for 2 murders, 2 sexual assaults, and dozens of fetish break-ins. Canada's top Aboriginal leader says the spotlight on the deplorable living conditions on the Attawapiskat Reserve in northern Ontario is a moment of reckoning. Speaking with CTV, Sean Natello, Grand Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, says it's long past time to take care of the needs of the reserve and others in the same position.
Let's make sure that those children, those families, the elders are cared for, that their basic necessities are in place heading into a cold, long winter. And then let's get on with, as we would in any other situation, let's start working on the long-term solutions that are required so that we're not back here talking about this again in a year, 2 or 5 years.
Many residents at Attawapiskat live in tented shacks with no insulation, no bathrooms, and no running water. Well, Belleville police were called to a domestic dispute at a Brown Street residence around 5:30 yesterday evening. A male suspect was drunk and breaking furniture. When police arrived, the man grabbed a meat cleaver and threatened to kill the officers. Police disarmed the man, and he was taken into custody. A 49-year-old Belleville man is charged with 3 counts of uttering death threats, 2 counts of assault with a weapon, and 1 count of weapons dangerous. He is scheduled for a bail hearing today. The suspect and 1 officer were treated for minor injuries. The rainy conditions may have had something to do with a busy day of motor vehicle collisions yesterday. Belleville police responded to 6 different collisions throughout the city from 5 a.m. yesterday morning until 5 p.m. last night, including a 4-vehicle collision at Walbridge Loyalist and Moira Street, in which Belleville Fire had to use the jaws of life to free a man from his vehicle. The boyfriend of a Montreal teenager told the murder trial that the girl was terrified her parents would find out about their relationship. The boyfriend told the Kingston court about the intense relationship he shared with Shahar Shafia in the 4 months before she drowned. He said the couple talked about getting married and leaving the country because her parents would not have approved. But the 17-year-old girl was found dead in a car submerged in the canal just outside Kingston, along with her sisters and their father's first wife. The girl's father, his second wife, and son have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and have cast the drownings as accidental. Premier Dalton McGuinty says the Liberal government will introduce a new anti-bullying legislation today. McGuinty talked about bullying during a visit this morning with teachers and students at a Toronto area high school. McGuinty says the new legislation is aimed at making Ontario's schools safer and more accepting. The bill proposes tougher consequences, including expulsion for bullying and hate-motivated actions. It would also require all schools to support students who want to lead activities that promote understanding, acceptance, and respect for all. McGuinty also released a video entitled "It Gets Better." It encourages students, teachers, parents, and community members to do their part to help end bullying and intolerance. Officials say 42 dogs have been rescued from a puppy mill in the community east of Woodstock, Ontario. The Ontario SPCA says they received an anonymous tip from a concerned citizen about the living conditions of the dogs on the property. The SPCA says the dogs were found living in houses too small for them, tied to the walls with very short leashes, left outside with no shelter. Investigators said that in some cases, 3 or 4 dogs were penned together in a small, confined space. Inspectors say the dogs were thin and lacking food and water, but other than that, they appeared to be healthy. All 42 dogs, including some puppies, were taken to kennels and veterinary hospitals. An Atlanta businesswoman said she had a very casual affair with Herman Cain and says she doesn't think he should be president. Ginger White stands by her in a broadcast interview despite denials by Republican presidential candidate. Reporter Vic Brother says Kane is back on the campaign trail today,
saying he is not deterred by the charges against him. Herman Kane setting off on a bus tour in Ohio today with several stops. Kane sent a fundraising appeal to friends, asking for what he called their prayers and support, insisting this is what he called a trying time for my family, my campaign, and for me.
A hair salon in Belleville is doing its part to fight the violence against women. Sean Macy has the details.
Outside the Shark Tank Pub at Loyalist College, haircuts are being exchanged for donations towards the Three Oaks Women's Shelter in Belleville. The Cuts and Feathers for Shelter campaign is making its first appearance at Loyalist. Co-owner of the jazz hair studio, Mark Bourgeois, has been impressed with the response so far.
We just started, but it's amazing. It's great. Like, already there's people dropping money into our little bucket, and we've got, you can see there's three cuts going on right now.
Mark came up with the idea as a way to contribute to the White Ribbon campaign. It was started by a group of men to end violence against women 20 years ago. The haircuts started this morning, and they run until 3 o'clock. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
And keeping with Loyalist College, the Walk Safe program is looking for Loyalist students to volunteer their time. The program assists intoxicated students by escorting them from the Shark Tank to residents on pub nights. Interested students can bring a criminal record check and photo ID to the student government office located in the Shark Tank pub. That's 91X News to 1206. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
I love my hair, and that's why I want to take care of it. At Amain Affair, they understand that and pamper their customers with the best hair care. With top quality products from Redken and expert stylists, it's easy to find a new style or even make your style better. Visit amainaffair.ca for more info and book your appointment by calling 613-962-2159. Because
at Amain Affair, your hair is their passion.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. We'll start off local. The red-hot Belleville Bulls are in action tonight. Malcolm Subban is the Vaughan CHL Goaltender of the Week, and Brendan Gaunce is the OHL Player of the Week. Them and the Bulls are starting off a home-and-home series with the Kingston Frontenacs this evening. The puck drops at 7. And shifting to NHL now, Corey Schneider saw a lot of rubber last night, 48 shots to be exact. He stopped 47 of those in a 4-1 win over the Columbus Blue Jackets. Teammate Ryan Kessler says Schneider is the main reason the team is heating up.
He's been our best player by far over the past five games. Each and every night, doesn't matter how we play or how many shots we let up, he's always there for us. He's a big reason why we're doing so well right now.
And the Canucks have now won five straight games. A couple of Smiths played key roles last night. Derek Smith of the Calgary Flames scored his first NHL goal, lifting his team to a 1-0 win over the Nashville Predators. And Zach Smith of the Ottawa Senators scored twice en route to his team's 6-4 victory over the Winnipeg Jets. Around the league, Phoenix beat Chicago 4-1. St. Louis snuck by Washington 2-1. And Florida beat Carolina 3-1. The New York Rangers won 4-3 over Pittsburgh, and the Islanders held off Buffalo 2-1. And tonight, the Leafs host the Bruins. Boston has beaten Toronto by a combined 13-2 margin in their first two meetings this season. Elsewhere, the Oilers host the surprising Minnesota Wild, and there are other three games, including Montreal at Anaheim. National Football League now. Mel Tucker has been named interim coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars after the firing of Jack Del Rio yesterday, and general manager Gene Smith is impressed with the new coach Tucker's coaching resume.
Mel played for Barry Alvarez. He's coached with Nick Saban. He's coached with Jim Tressel. He's coached with Romeo Crennel. Coaches I have a lot of respect for.
ESPN reports team owner Wayne Weaver has agreed to sell the Jags to Illinois businessman Shahid Khan. Around the league, Detroit defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh is appealing a two-game suspension he got for stomping on the arm of a Green Bay lineman on Sunday. And the Houston Texans have signed veteran quarterback Jake Delhomme after injuries to Matt Schaub and Matt Leinart. Some college football now. A new accuser has filed the first sex abuse lawsuit against ex-Penn State football coach Jerry Sandusky. He says the coach abused him more than 100 times. Sandusky is charged with sexually abusing 8 boys over a 15-year period. In basketball, the wheels are starting to roll in the NBA. The players are now allowed to use team training facilities for workouts and physicals. And that's for the planned training camps, which are set to start December 9th. Wrapping up things with baseball, Bobby Valentin has reportedly been named the new Boston Red Sox manager. Valentin previously managed in Japan and in the majors with the New York Mets and Texas Rangers. He's also been working as a baseball analyst for ESPN. Email us your team or league scores, sports@91x.fm. That's your sports. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got weather.
Thanks, Kirk. Today, periods of rain ending this afternoon, then clearing rain at times mixed with wet snow early this afternoon as well. Temperature falling to +1 sometime towards this afternoon. Tonight, clear, low -4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, a high of +3. Taking a look at Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, low +2. And the high +2, exact same. Right now, at 12:09, it's +5. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.